Hey there, this is it, the last installment of the Fixing Restaurant arc. So 10 episodes all about how we fix restaurants. The way we fix restaurants is first by identifying the things that are broken. That's what we have done over the course of these 10 episodes. We identify the things that are broken, we acknowledge them, we take responsibility for them, and then we talk about how we fix them. All these episodes are split up into two halves, basically. First half is the problem, second half is the solution. Doesn't do us any good if we just, talk about how we have to fix restaurants, talk about all the things that are broken. I'm going to give you tools every single time to fix restaurants. Today, this is the big one. This is the last one, the one that I'm so passionate about. We have to fix profitability. Profit is everything in your business. Let's talk about why we can't get it, and let's talk about how to get it on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close, and this is Restaurant Strategy Podcast, dedicated solely to helping you build a more profitable restaurant. Each week, I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable business. I also work directly with owners and operators all over the world through my P3 Mastermind program. I travel the country speaking, and I wrote a book. The book is called The Restaurant Marketing Mindset. We are giving it away for free. You just have to pay shipping. The best way to do that is to go to our Instagram handle, at Restaurant Strategy, and send a DM the word book. So you go to at Restaurant Strategy on Instagram, go to the DMs, send me a DM with the word book. We have an automation set up, so it'll automatically send you the link. You go, you get the book, you pay $3.92 in shipping, you will get the book sent to you for free. You also then get free access for a month of our Restaurant Foundations program. At the end of the month, if you want to cancel, by all means, you can cancel. If you want to stay in the program, there's an online course, there's a resource bundle, there are two monthly sessions, there's an Ask Me Anything session and a masterclass. All of that's $97 a month after that free month. So if you want to cancel, by all means, cancel. If you want to stay with it, you will be joined by hundreds of other restaurant owners all over the country. Again, the way you get the book and the way you get a free month of the Foundations program is to go to Instagram, go to at Restaurant Strategy, DM us the word book, B-O-O-K. Go and do that now. Okay. We all know managing costs is one of the most important parts of running a profitable restaurant, especially now. But between fluctuating vendor prices, waste, labor, and the never-ending list of tasks that demand your attention on a daily basis, it can be challenging for even the most experienced operator to manage those costs well. That's where Margin Edge comes in. Margin Edge is a complete restaurant management software that automatically uses data from your POS and data from your invoices to show you your food and labor costs in real time. Do not wait until it's too late. Margin Edge gives you the tools you need to make decisions in the moment, like a daily P&L, price alerts on key ingredients, and real-time plate costs, all without ever having to touch a spreadsheet. Take control of your costs, work more efficiently, and be more profitable. Learn more at marginedge.com/chip. And yes, that link is in the show notes. Okay, so 10 episode arc. We're talking all about how we fix restaurants. We have covered so much over the last 10 episodes. If you missed any of them, I strongly urge you to go back and check them out. This is the 10th and final episode in this Fixing Restaurants arc. Today, we got to talk about profitability. I am so sick and tired of hearing about our razor-thin profit margins. If you can't make money, then don't do this business. This business is too hard to not make money doing it. That's where I come from. It's like my mission in life. Profit might as well be tattooed across my forehead. My mission is to help owners and operators all over the country make more money doing what they love. I'm going to assume that you love what you do because it's too hard to do if you didn't love it, if you weren't really good at it. Now you deserve to make money, a consistent, predictable 20% return every single month. So I'm tired of hearing about the razor-thin profit margins because in business, if you can't make money doing something, there's no reason to be in business. There are plenty of other ways to make money. Go get a chunk of money and put it into a very safe, reliable index fund, and you'll make 8, 10, 12% return every year. If you can't beat that, then why bother? So if we're going to do restaurants, we're going to go to the effort of building a restaurant, launching a restaurant, running a restaurant, then we have to make sure that it will return a consistent profit every single month. And that's something that's broken in our industry. Now, all of these are all tied together, right? Evolution and innovation and the complaints and all of this is all tethered together, and profit is really the main lagging indicator, we'll call it, about our industry, right? The way we fix our industry is if we start with the end in mind. Profit is the thing that matters, right? The point of the firm, right? The reason to start a business is to increase shareholder value, meaning you sell something for more than it costs you to make. The extra, the surplus, is profit. So I would be willing to sell it to you for $10 because it only cost me $3 to make. That makes sense. And too often we get in this rat race of saying, like, well, this is all I ever know, or this is something I love to do, or whatever. And that's fine. But at a certain point, and I know because so many of the people I work with have been doing this forever, and they're really passionate about it. They care deeply about the people they employ, the communities they serve, and all of that. But the whole point is to make money. Now, for the most part, the people I work with, I think for the most part, the listeners of this show are not trying to make money to buy, you know, fancy beach houses and Bentleys. And if you are, if you can, by all means, power to you. Life is short. You should be able to enjoy what you've earned. But for the most part, and I'm guessing this will resonate with most of you, for the most part, what you're looking for is security and stability, the ability to put your kids through college and retire comfortably. If that means on a yacht, great, go travel the world on your yacht. But for most people that I know, that I work with, most of the listeners that have reached out to me and found me at trade shows and all of that, what you want is more modest, and that's okay. That's okay. I always joke around and say, I don't need a lot in life to be happy. That's me personally. I don't need a lot to be very, very happy. Stability, flexibility, time with my family and friends, time to do the things that I care about. That's what I care about. So I've built a business that will give me that. Whatever it is you care about, I hope you are building yourself a business that will help you get that. I always say when we talk about profit is the thing we're after. And what's on the other side of profit is different for almost everybody. What you do with that profit is personal. I know it is. It is for me, the other entrepreneurs I know, the other small business owners I know, the clients I work with. It literally doesn't matter. What we care about is profit. And as minimum wage goes up, as rents go up, as we get bit by inflation and all of that, somewhere along the way in restaurants, we say, well, we can't raise our prices, and yet we must. Those costs have to be passed along to the consumer. Otherwise, we as the business owner are just subsidizing our food, subsidizing our experience. We're saying, well, I don't need to make as much because I want to make sure that we've got customers coming in, rather than on the other side. The flip side is, if you have to charge more because you have to pay your people more and it costs you more to buy product, then therefore you have to charge more. You have to make sure that the consumer sees the value of what you're providing. You have to make sure it is still worth what you're asking them to pay. And too often, we sort of demean ourselves. We say, well, I just, you know, nobody's going to pay that for a fill in the blank. No one's going to pay $24 for a burger. No one's going to pay $32 for a pizza. No one's going to pay $16 for a spicy tuna roll. Okay, that's because your spicy tuna roll can be gotten just about anywhere else in town for much cheaper. Because spicy tuna is spicy tuna is spicy tuna. So create something that can't be gotten anywhere else. That's the really unique thing about profitability. If you have something that people can't get anywhere else except when they come to you, they will pay what you tell them it's worth. They will pay what you charge. This is the Disney World conversation. There is only one Disney World out there. If you want to go to Disney World, there is no alternative. Yes, you can go to Hershey Park. Yes, you can go to a Six Flags. Yes, you can go to Universal. But it's not Disney. You can go. There are rides. It's an amusement park. You can have a good time. But it's not Disney World. There's only one Disney World. And so you may grumble about the price of taking your family of four or five to Disney. But it is what it is. So we talk about profit. There's so much else that's involved. And the profit conversation is broken. And I think it's broken because we're not diversified enough. There's not enough uniqueness in the concepts, in the food we present, in the experiences we create. So part of the conversation we're going to have in the second half of this conversation is profit. How do we lock it in? How do we manage it so we get it every single month? That's what we're going to talk about in a minute after a word from another one of our sponsors. Now, are you a restaurant owner or maybe a manager struggling to keep your team motivated and satisfied? Look no further than this helpful guide by 7Chefs, What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. The heartbeat of any successful restaurant lies in its people. But with the chaos of day-to-day operations, I know it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. What matters is your team's happiness and their fulfillment. That's why 7Chefs went straight to the source. They surveyed over 1,500 active restaurant employees across all of North America to uncover what truly fulfills them in their workplace. You want to know the secret to building a thriving team? Are you interested in reducing turnover and boosting morale? The comprehensive report by 7Chefs has the answers you are looking for. So don't let the stress of running a restaurant overshadow the importance of your team's well-being. Visit 7shifts.com/CC report to grab your copy of What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. You can get that today. Invest in your team. Invest in your success. Again, go to 7shifts.com/CC report. And yes, that link is in the show notes. Okay, so fixing restaurants, we're bringing this home. It's the 10th and final episode in this 10-episode arc all about how we fix the things that are broken. There are so many little things that are broken. I chose the 10 biggest ones that I think are really threaten the survival and the success of our industry. We're finishing it off with something that I'm very, very passionate about, which is profitability, right? The profit situation in restaurants is broken. And I think moving forward, or I hope moving forward, we begin with the end in mind. We say, I love restaurants. I'm really good at running restaurants. I want to create a restaurant that people want to be at. And I want to create a restaurant that can be successful for years and years to come. All of that's true, but you have to start with the end in mind. This is how much I need this restaurant to provide me. Therefore, this is how much revenue I need to do. This is how much I have to keep my expenses to, because what's left over is the thing that I targeted from the beginning. I told you there are two ways we're going to talk about this solution. Number one, we don't need any more restaurants. What we need is the thing that we don't already have. We don't need a newer version of something that already exists. We don't need a quote-unquote better version of something that already exists. Remember, better is a trap, and better is largely subjective. So if you say, I'm going to open a sushi restaurant, and it's going to be better than the others, who cares? There's 20 sushi restaurants within 15 minutes of my house, and they're all pretty much interchangeable. They all have rainbow rolls. They all have spider rolls. They all have California rolls and spicy tuna rolls. Where I would go is the place that has something different. Because otherwise, it's a commodity. Commodity means who cares? All things being equal, the consumer will then make a decision based on one of three criteria. Convenience, familiarity, or price. Meaning, if sushi is sushi is sushi, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go to the one that's closest, meaning the most convenient. I'm going to go to the one that's most familiar, meaning the one that I know best, the one that I pretty much went to last time. Or I'm going to make my determination based on price. I'm going to go to the cheaper one because there's no reason to pay more for something when I can get the same thing for less? That's pretty much across the board. People make their decisions based on one of those three criteria, unless it's unique and diversified. This is that conversation about positioning. We're a sushi restaurant, but, and then you fill in the blank. You say why I should go to that sushi restaurant as opposed to the other 10, 15, 20 in my area. And again, there's sometimes when I just want sushi. I just want a rainbow roll. I just want a spicy tuna roll. But I wouldn't ever want to run any of those businesses because it is a commodity game. They're just trying to get as many clicks, as many orders as possible at a very low profit margin because they can't charge much more than any of the competitors. And they're just dealing with the people that are nearby. They're just dealing with the people who came there last time. They're just dealing with the people who found that they were the cheapest. Again, sushi, for the most part, these days, is a commodity. A Chinese food restaurant in so many places is a commodity. Mexican food, pizza place. These are all staples. And they're fine. They're great. They're good businesses. But I just wouldn't want to run any of them because I have no leverage. I can't increase the profitability. I'm going to be stuck at a narrow margin because I simply can't charge too much because I have to be competitive. Disney World does not have to be competitive. Disney thinks about how much it costs for a family of four or a family of five to go to Disney. And they want to make it so they can make the most possible money they can make, but not so much that it dissuades people from going. Because they want everyone to be able to go, even if it's only once in their lifetime, only if it's once every 10 years. They want them to be able to go. So yeah, it's something you have to save up for. Yeah, it's a splurge. But Disney charges what they can get away with because they have a diversified, a differentiated product. They have a product that literally cannot be replicated. There's only one Disney World. So if your kids want to go to Disney World, that's where you're going to go. And there are a thousand examples of this. There is only one French Laundry. There is only one In-N-Out Burger. There is only one Dishoom. There is only one, you fill in the blank. You have to create differentiation, create a product, create an experience that cannot be duplicated so you can stand on your own. Then once you do that, you need a way to manage revenue and expenses. So two sides to profit. Revenue minus expenses equals profit. So you have to make sure you are setting targets for your team every single day so they hit a projected number revenue-wise. And then given revenue, you have to keep your food cost, right? Your cost of goods sold and your labor at a certain level. When you sign your lease, you have to be very clear about how much revenue you think can generate because all of that stuff can bog down. In business, they say we control the controllables. In our industry, the three controllables are revenue, COGS, and labor. When we ran the P3 Profitability Summit, we had hats made for everybody. It was part of the swag bag everybody got. It was a trucker hat with three targets on there. These are the three moving targets. It's what makes our business so hard. Revenue, COGS, and labor. If we can manage those three, we can be very, very profitable. And that's the key. That's what we want. So you create a differentiated product, something that's different from anything else out there. So you are not a commodity. You are closer to a luxury. You can charge what you need to charge because people literally, if they want what you have, they cannot go anywhere else to get it. And then you have to manage profitability. So here's the deal. I run something called the P3 Mastermind. It's a group coaching program for more than 150 different restaurant owners currently in the program. We've had another 100 and some people already go through the program. We have four different groups. They meet for 2 hours every single week, and this is what we focus on. So we work with successful restaurants, successful restaurateurs, people who have been doing this for a while, who are generating a lot of revenue, but just are unsatisfied with the number they drop to the bottom line. They feel like I'm working really hard, I got a good product, everybody loves it, but I'm just not making very much money here. If that sounds like you, if you are settling for 6, 7, 8%, 10% profits, I'm here to tell you 15, 20 plus percentage in profits is possible. The way to get started with that is to go to our website, restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule, grab time on the calendar. You'll meet with me or someone from my team. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. We'll get to know about you and your restaurant. You'll ask a bunch of questions of us so you get to understand better about the program. And then we'll see where we go from there. If you're a good fit, we'll talk about the next steps about getting you enrolled. And if you feel like you're not a good fit, we'll give you some action items so you can take action on it yourself. We bring 10 to 15 new people into the program every single month. It's an incredible, thriving community. If you think you are alone, I'm telling you, you're not. When you're in that group, you will see how many people are in the same position as you. I'm blessed to be able to do this. It is the most important work I've ever done. Profitability is something that's broken in restaurants, and we can fix it. I fix that on a daily basis with the people I work with. That's what I wanted to talk to you. I hope you enjoyed this thing. Listen, y'all, I will see you next time.